Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you and welcome to another episode of Strictly Business brought to you by the Masters of Business. I am your host, Brother Bedford, and once again I want to thank you for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And I really want to dive in to what I want to share with you today to be respectful of your time and to be respectful of my time today, because I'm actually at a conference and I have to get ready to go downstairs to receive some information. I'm not presenting at this conference. I'm here to learn. I'm here to get more information. I'm here to grow and to develop. And that really kind of ties into what I want to share with you today. And I'm going to share it rather quickly. So this will be a short show today. And we've been going over the inner workings of the mind, the inside the mind of a master of business. And I tried to explain to you how important it is to go and rebuild and restructure the way that we think and how our mind operates in order for us to have the successful businesses that we're desirous of, the types of things that we argue about and we lament about in terms of being free, independent, financially independent, being able to have wealth and to be able to pass on and develop intergenerational wealth. And so all of those things rest on how we build our business, our economics. And so we have to begin to rethink how we're doing things if we want that to become a reality. And so I decided to take a step back and really delve inside the mind of successful entrepreneurs, business owners, millionaires, and it's no different. As you can see, I'm here with 7, 8, 9-figure businesses right now, learning additional strategies, concepts that I want to take back and bring to you. See, that's one of my beliefs. This is one of my values. This is why I do what I do. And so that ties right into the next layer of the mind that we had begun discussing. First, we talked about awareness. I'm not going to go into everything about awareness. I need you to go back a couple episodes and listen to how we got into this conversation and what awareness means, self-identity, how important that is, and why that's the foundational layer or level of the mind in order for you to achieve the mind of being a master of business. The next layer above that is cognition skills or mental cognition skills, problem solving, critical thinking, very important. And if you notice, those two layers really don't begin to talk about business. It's really about developing the mind of you as a human being. And as I already gave my disclaimer in all of the other episodes, I am in no way claiming to be a master of the mind of human beings. This, the mind of man, and when I say man, I'm speaking of man and woman, is so vast, so infinite. There's so many nuances to it that there's no in the world that I am even saying that I am remotely qualified to even talk about all of that. That's not what this is about. This is about my study and my investigation into those successful business owners and entrepreneurs and how they think and how they approach the ideas and the world of business. And so that's what this is about. And so those two levels that we talked about prior to today really had nothing to do with business. It's all about getting some things in order in your head and in your mind first so that you can begin to build the type of business that you want. And so the level that we're talking about today, or the layer we're talking about today, is business principles. This is where you begin to realize and explore and begin to wrap your mind around and really begin to institute in your mind your core values and your beliefs about how you're going to construct your business. See, everything that you do on top of this, the type of business, what you're going to do in business and all that, it lays on your principles, what you believe, what you value. I'm in a room with all of these, I mean, literally giants in many different industries, and they are not shy about espousing their core values and beliefs, because that is what makes them who they are, and that is what is giving them the foundation to build their businesses on. The challenge with us, and I'm speaking of us as black people, is that when we get into the world of business, it's all about the money, and we really have no principles, no values, no core beliefs on what we're building our business on. And so we're really just drifting, we're chasing the money instead of building the type of business where we can attract the type of money and lifestyle and things that we want to it. And so two points that I'll make, and then we'll close this out, because this is something for you to study. All of this can never be explained in a 30, 20, 15 minute show. It's impossible. We're touching on the things that I'm hoping to spark in you further investigation, further study. That's what this is about. So now you have to think about, what are your core values and beliefs? And we're talking about core business values and beliefs that you're going to construct your business around. So I'm here, and one of the people that I ran into, I want you to follow me here, is the real estate guru. If you know my story, if not, go to brobedford.com and you'll see just a short video where I touch on my story there at brobedford.com. That's brobedford.com. But I tell the story of how I'd gotten into real estate, and the guru that I was following actually led me to the conference that I went to. He introduced me into this world of marketing, direct response marketing, and he introduced me into the world of taking my knowledge, my experience, my expertise and passion, and packaging them into information products. And in truth, that's what this whole weekend is about. It's about marketing and what they call info marketing or information marketing. So the guru that I've had this 20-year relationship, almost 20-year relationship with, that introduced me to this concept, he's here, not presenting, but as a student. He's one of the highest level members in this organization. But he's here as a student. So here he is, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But one of his business principles is to continuously come to this well, come to this place, or to these events, to continuously get fed new information, up-to-date information, what's next information to implement into his business. And really, I heard about some of his activities at conferences like this. He'll hear something, and then he'll be, before the day is out, he's out on his phone calling back to his office so that they can implement some of the things that he's learning. I actually witnessed that. I came up, and he was on his phone talking about something that we had just learned in a workshop, and he's already instructing his staff to do it. This is one of his core values, to get information, knowledge, and then take it and implement it. He trusts the source that's giving the information, so there's not a lot of vetting that needs to go on. But that's a part of your business principles, finding the sources of where you can get information from that really fit into the values of what you want to do, what you believe, and then implementing and taking it to the next level. So I mentioned him to say that here he is, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's still here doing it. That's a core principle of his, right? And all of the other stuff is the nuance, but the principle is that he's here, and he probably doesn't have to be, but he's here because he values this training. So the same is true with me. Obviously, I'm not on his level. Nowhere near his level. But that's why I'm here. Traveled here to be around individuals like him, to learn more information, to get guidance on what I can do in my business. This is one of the values that I attend 2 to 3 of these type of events that are outside of my community events, where I know that this information and knowledge is not being taught to us. So that's one of my beliefs, that I come here and get this information, bring it back to my community where I know that it's not being taught. That's one of my core values and beliefs, and that's what drives me, and that allows me to not deviate away from the mission that I'm on with my business. Now, the questions that you have to ask yourself, what are your core values? What are your core beliefs that direct your actions? And when we talk, I'm talking about your business values, your business beliefs that direct your actions to continuously grow your business. And now, after this, we'll start getting into the other layers of business. But now you can see how these layers work in concert. The reason that I'm here, because my lower level, my cognition, my creative thinking, my way that I take in information, my emotions, all of that was expanded on the bottom level, so that now it directed me to come to this event. Now, if I'm not aware, if my mental capacity would not allow me to be in a room like this, to make the investment, to make the travel arrangements, to do all of the things necessary to be here, see, then that level wouldn't even work for me. This level wouldn't work for me because I hadn't done the other work. So all of these work in concert. So now, my guidance, my instruction to you, as I get ready to prepare to go down, I have to get ready to go down, running a little late, but I had to get this prepared for you, is to begin to think about your core values, your core beliefs, and I'm speaking of business. Your business principles that you're going to build your business on, that you will not deviate away from. Of course, there's always room for adjustment. That's what, again, the bottom layers are for. Once you develop your mind with your cognition skills and things like that, now you're expanded, or you have the capacity to make adjustments, right? The more you know, the more you learn, now you can make adjustments. But if you don't develop those levels, there's a saying in our community, you don't know what you don't know, right? So you can't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know who has the information. You don't know where to look, because certain levels of the mind have not been developed or been exposed to certain things. So now you have to begin to think about, what are my core values in business? What am I building my business around? What is important to me? Is it customers? Is it education? Is it my leadership skills? Is it this? Is it that? What is important to me that I will be able to take my business to another level, or to start my business, right? Some of us can't start the business right because we haven't even thought about these things. So now I'm giving you my little piece of information, my advice, that you have to start thinking about this. What drives your business, or what will drive your business? Don't think about tactics, strategies, ways to make money, because that's a fleeting thing. If you want a lasting business, now you have to start thinking about, what am I going to build it on? What are the values and the beliefs? What are the principles that I have? And so I'm asking you to go and begin to engage in this study of looking at other values and beliefs of business owners or people that you admire, their business principles, and see how you can begin to incorporate them into your life, what you like, see if they work with you. And here's the skill that you'll learn in doing that. Like, I come here, there are things that I'm going to take with me, and then there are things that I'm going to discard. As I mentioned, there are some core values and beliefs that are in this type of room that are not of me, that don't benefit me nor my people. However, the principles, the information does work. And so, again, that lower level, being able to filter information, is important. So now you have to start exercising that part of your mind and start looking at what are the business values and beliefs that I can begin to incorporate, that I can fall in love with, that will be the foundation for me building the business of my dreams. That's what you have to do right now. Okay, so now I got to go do that part for myself. So I need to get ready to head down. We were going to release my money-making marketing system, the training, this week, but I had to come here, and I wanted to be available just in case I had to ask questions. So I'm just going to release that in a few days. Now, if you're interested in that, I would say you need to go get my 8 tips, my 8 money-making marketing secret tips right now. You can do that by texting the word 8 tips to 58885. That's 8 tips to 58885. That's 888-5. Or you can go to, it's money making marketing. Let me make sure, tips.com. I just want to make sure I'm giving you the correct URL. So I'm typing it in myself first. Yes, go to 8moneymakingmarketingtips.com. They don't teach these things to black businesses. That's the information I'm getting while I'm here. I want you to go there. Get those tips, and then by the time you read those tips, I'll let you know about how you can get into my money-making marketing training, okay? So this is your brother Bedford. Look, take these things, go back, listen to these episodes. This is critical information. I hate to be rushing through this. I have to get downstairs, but I know it was important for me to get these things or this lesson over to you. First level, awareness. We're talking about inside the mind of a master. First level, awareness. Second level, cognition skills, your mental cognition skills. Go and look these things up. Begin to study them. The level that we're talking about today, or the layer that we're talking about today, is the business principles, your core values and beliefs that you're going to begin to build your business around, how this lays on top of those other levels. And now you're ready to go to the next level. All right, this is your brother Bedford, and I look forward to talking to you next week on another episode of Strictly Business, presented by the Masters of Business. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show. What should be everybody?
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only $1 a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000, or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.